This year, all new vehicles, the big stuff, up to then, well, we'd have the little pickups, which were used by the company offices and that sort of thing.
What trucks did you get?
Well, the 1500 lights that I was driving on, they were Canadian sheds. And they were really well armed. They were built today for the job, you know. Knocked about a bit, and they're really trucks. Powerful. 5 years in the bargain, which you see, if you drive it beside a mouse, maybe even. Slow dealer. When we were out on the neighbours and that sort of thing, we could be following along behind the church marks here. And you could get out and just walk on the side of your truck and get in the air. Just gently going along. With the album, there's not much traffic on the road except us, you see. No, petrol. The two 12-gallon tanks, they used to fill in the boat. Then there's a tank at each side, 12 gallons each side.
There must have been quite thirsty on petrol.
Well, there would be, of course. We only got petrol, of course, we were all our own. I had one knocked out on a big manoeuvre that took place throughout the country at one point, that was in England. It was called Bumper. And it involved units from as far as Scotland. And this was going to take part over all England. And we were to North Washington, and we left it. And this was, remember, we were in the canvas. Right up to the end of November, and up to an amazing mud and all in the parking lot.
Can you think of that when you finished
the transport? Yeah.
What kind of duties did you do?
I was a platoon driver.
What did that mean?
Well, there was straight platoon in the battalion. And there was. A company were 7, 8, and 9, and whatever the troops were doing on the movies or whatever, we were there carrying stuff, carrying ammunition, carrying that blank ammunition or whatever they would be using, you see, and all with that fly firing and all the stuff on board. Well, they didn't have a top, but they were chucked with sides about this thing. Yes. Very, very strongly made, metal bottom. The world protected when we were mixing, so yes, I'm not even personal.
How close
did
the platoon
be?
When they were in
the world? Well, we were there for anything that had to be conveyed that they had in the carry, you see. We'd be when we were out for the whole week, for instance. There were all sorts of delays on the trip, but we finished up in the black dark at night, and when a tarpaulin sheet over everything, we'd strap down on the ropes on the trip, you see. And that was the platoon trip. Yes, of course you have. What we didn't have at your own quartermaster stores, you got from RASC, the Royal Service Corps, you see, rationing, that sort of thing, you collect from RASC. That was when you go there to go back and forth to the rationers. And you'd be there that way, wherever you were. And for their company, we were wherever we were, a nice family company actually, all the Yorkshire lads, and some good officers and some good, not so good. But we always above their way, and we used to get a lot of company when there was things like demonstrations and the period in Bristol and taking part in shows lads were all really proud of themselves, you know. They did, they wanted him to make the video. Well, that was A Company of the Regiment. There was the Edgecord Company, and then there was the A Company, B Company, C Company, D Company, Edgecord Company, and then we got the track vehicles, the anti-tank vehicles. There was the anti-tank company, the another lot of vehicles. Well, this one was always a supply. There was a way back when they were fighting. They were all about 25, 25 miles back, you see. But there were the main stuff that you couldn't carry from that with your troops and your small vehicles, you see. But you were back and forth to the rest of them. This one?
Yeah.
No, that was two.
Yeah,
one for each platoon, that's right. The battalion was three ABC platoon, that's right. They were back in that room. And the 1300 rates, we didn't have any of them posted onto the company. They used to come from the MT, didn't it? The English trained and given them the big supplies, you know, that's right. They were 1300, and they were 3 tons, and they were big trucks with covers over the top. But that was MT, and that was another one that was in VHQ. So VHQ was full of the companies. That's why we like to get away from it. The one so much bullshit. Oh, there was a lot of that. Oh, yes, there was indeed. The MT officer was a stickler for And there were these trucks were all painted camouflage paint, and the matte, no shine, matte, black and green, just plastered on to make them look melting the green background. And maybe they didn't take any trip clean, but we got drivers who were so proud of the trucks that would start oiling the rags and polishing and making them. Shine on them. I was very fussy about that because it defeated the object. They didn't want them shining. They were conspicuous, they caught the sun. But they took such a pride in the way to see them. Well, they were numbered. They were numbered. So we just had an arrow on yes, we had to know a bit about them. We had to know that was our responsibility to But they didn't even tell you. You had the MTNs, the engineers. And you had three, which is sergeant, and three of the ranks. And they're all engineers in civil. And we're in serious thing, which was beyond the drive, we had garages when we had taken garages for every city. And we had this, that's in all those had good engineers. And but of course we were in no trucks, we didn't have a lot of trouble. And your speed limit was set at 30. With any road, it doesn't matter how good road it was, we were set at 30. And you weren't supposed to do over 30. And then there was somebody else fussing with the officers. Caught me once. When we were, that was another thing about air company. When we, as I say, we were usually a long way away from the HQ. And when we were at Petra, we were stationed in Chadwell Court. And it was a huge building, it was a huge park, and we were on a tour, and we were to do a mile and a half drive from the main road to the mansion itself, which was a, before, after the war, it had been occupied by the Lord Mayor. And talk about the, and we were in the hall itself, Chadwell Court, Oak Company, Dave Company was in the stable. On the outside, buildings rich with lavish. The works really is for us in the building, you know, is a big blessing by the Surrey and Derry. And that was, Surrey Court. And that was all. Three miles away from the HQ. And then the Italian HQ. Company HQ was Air Company as well. They were two companies, weren't they? Yes. First of all, there was a Scotsman called Mackie. We always had to call him Mac, of course. Mackie. Captain Mackie. He was a brass Scotsman. And he was an MT officer, a Barbary member.
What was he like?
Well, he was a good boy. We didn't wait for that, but we didn't company drivers, we weren't stationed at the MC, we were stationed with wherever the company was before. No, he didn't have to, so long as he had some of the people with it. You would make your own MC, you didn't know whether you were anything or not. They're liable to miss the horse, isn't
it?
Like the little young fellow that when we first were taken on the MT, we were getting the transport in Dalkey, we thought we just took a trip. And so it came to the first man we started. And I got the name down because anybody who was on the notice board, if you had a license, you'd have a license, then you'd get the name on it. So, when it came, I put my name down, and that's it. And we called one day, we got a boy, a young man, he was a young captain, but he was under my feet. He was still under my feet, he was a captain, he was a second lieutenant, and he took us out.
That's right,
that was it, Bill Clarison. Yeah,
could you tell me how
you went to the section of the store, and how did you do it? Well, you had it, out of the company, you had the company truck, and you had three trucks to the company, and also didn't know need to know anything about Moses. Because the length of the year from this, exactly what he knew, what we do. And the office, because they did not have a thing about him, but they got a strike, you say, so they could put, they put in charge of them. Well, he wasn't a pleasant fellow at all. And he'd only got where he was. He'd got two stripes. So God knows the only thing that we could call it. He was very poor. He was the empty son. He was the Italian. He called the empty headquarters. And he was a sergeant. He had a rough life because he wasn't. He took his orders from MT section, MT officer. And he had to sort of into those signs of clergy. He didn't want to. He wanted everybody had to be under him. He wrote a lot of other reasons. No, he couldn't afford to be. He had to be right so much on us to keep him in his position. Because he knew how to make ships and how to engines. But his job was discipline, really. Seeing that we polished him, kept him clean.
He was strong enough.
Oh, yes, he had to be because he was going to win. He didn't need encouraging to be one of them, you see. That's why he got there. Major Hibbers. Fine man. Very nice man. He was from then a family that were big shipping families in Hull. Major Hibbers was. Real top drawer. They were the worst missing man. You could take drive a net crosses. I didn't want any responsibility. I desire to take on any responsibility. I do my job, I do it well. Thank you. our various lectures, yes, but we weren't bothered much with lectures in them too. We are still busy running around. Oh yes, the sergeant major, all of us were sworn enemies of the employed men in the company, because he got rid of all these premiums, you see. And we used to die to get to run a route march, and every now and then he did get all the employed men, but not of you all the time, but he'd take one round and jet you on the route march and all that sort of thing. I didn't mind, I loved route marching. I think I've told you about route marches, haven't I? Yes. When you could smoke your pipe before the pipe smoke. Oh yes, nothing else. Day in, day out. Marching, firing mocks. Crawling under bodies, this is rifle, by the way. Doing all sorts, beyond fire and blowing ammunition. Oh, it was a very busy, very busy life. And then there's some of these women in the bush when they were out in the country, of course, but they were all awake. And there was one, it was a whole week, and then there were miles and miles every day that the rifle took their lives. We live them all the time. But we were in and out in the island and picking up. Yes, they are big twin, but they're out that whole way. They have the big pups with them. They're not coming up to them. Yes. Oh, right. They do. Yeah. And the officers stuff as well. We used to finish days in that one, that particular maneuver. Oh, we'd finish in black dark at night. Somewhere I heard they were going to be lying awake for the night. And then the lads all wanted the cops to go over. So we knew the ropes and saw them and they didn't come up and couldn't. God, we had to get sawn off the tree. And then they'd come and grab the drinks and drums and all. And we hadn't had any in the way, we hadn't had a maid to live at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, something like that. The cooks used to be with you, you see, and they would start a campfire, and they used to cook stuff when they were there. They had stuff they used to carry on the trucks, and the big trucks, with these metal plates where they make a trench on bricks. This was a fire that when the world started, it was a fire running along this trench, you see. The world started at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And this was all together, you see. And they were full. Oh, you have to know where everything was, yeah. But it was still there. Little Vincent, one night, we'd ride it through the night, black dark, and the lads didn't come, and they found where I was. Few places to come off, a few ribbons to get up the river, and fastened the ropes down there, and then another tail came and come up. And then there was another come, and he was on his own. And it was so dark. And, could you get me some? I don't know what he called me, but I thought he was just another the lads. I said, now what the bloody hell do you want? Straight out like that. Well, it's a gent, said he was. Officer Commander, here, Company. Company Brown. And that's it, didn't I? I apologize, of course. I should have thought he was just one of the lads. The Lord, this was all taken in good part there. And was that more than one particular night? Oh, with them all that long weeks and over, the march and the march and the master on the flaming knees every you go into action. That was all just behind me. It wasn't necessary whatsoever. If there was jokes to be made when they were fighting, there was big transport coming from RSA, picking down the lorries that were made to just carry personnel to suit on both sides. You didn't march those scores of miles. You had to get down to get the men made quickly.
It was mostly
to maintain discipline, as the officers pointed out. It's the only way that you've got to have a big conglomeration of men like that. They've got to be disciplined to use the unit. And that was why the sword, they didn't care how to blow to school. Well, we had spread the sail in our troops with full of petrol, and that was no good. Anything else that we'd have, we'd want to do, we'd make no
difference.
Oh, yes, we used to get to wherever we were, if we were talking in the army, we used to go in. So all that old powers, we had a bunch of mates, and we used to, I had two good mates. And an eight truck driver, he had a net all the time, you know. And he had a kind of job, and all this, you know, that's what I said. But what are you calling him guilty?
Was he able to drive? Well, not at
the start. We had to get trained on his land. Good training, isn't it? Doesn't it?
And you have to train the driver.
Well, the drivers may have always got the best first chance of learning to drive, yes.
Who was your mate?
Mate, little Clary Robinson. And he was so grown, he came from the village in Yorkshire. His Yorkshire was so broad, I had a job to know what he was talking about. I got used to it. You talk about broad Yorkshire, little Clary. But he was as dim as a light.